Assalamu alaikum and hi everyone. Welcome to the fourth episode of Coffee Time with Technology. This time we are going to review yet another of the awesome 100 innovations. That is Run, Jump and Learn, a way to increase motivation through exercise and activities. I have chosen this from the 100 innovations from Finland's 2016 and 2017 innovation list. So what's this all about? Let's go together. We all know that learning can occur both inside the school as well as outside the school. It can occur both beyond classroom boundaries as well as through physical activities, through any medium, through any resource. The environment itself is a teacher. Learning, we know, is more effective when children practice things, they experience things together. Tony Fadell, who's worked as the vice president of Apple's iPod division, says learning by doing is the only way I know how to learn. Confucius had said the same thing several years back when he said, and I quote, "I hear and I forget, I see and I remember, I do and I understand." And I completely agree. Long school days often get boring and kids feel stressed out at times. The aim of this particular innovation is to provide ample opportunity for movement, motion during school day as well as teaching time. Students learn more through active learning experiences because it engages them. It provides opportunities for feedback. There's more opportunity for interaction with their peers. There's more opportunity for interaction with teachers as well as their environment. It helps develop deeper learning and understanding. Most importantly, it takes all learners into account, leading to differentiation. The idea of this particular innovation is inspired from René Zimmer, who was a German professor and is basically a strong advocate of exercise as a tool for learning. So what are the particular learning outcomes of this innovation? It results in increased motivation of different types of learners. Learner potential is met, professional development is improved, and it helps decreasing inactivity, obesity levels in the class and school. How does this particular innovation meet 100's criteria? One, innovativeness. It takes into account different types of learners, leading to increased student participation and enhanced active learning experiences. Two, small changes in school's everyday life can increase in more physical activity as well as enhanced learning. Third, it can be applied anywhere, anytime, because applying physical active experiences does not involve any particular resources. So any resource can be used very easily. Okay, so just to shed a little more light on this particular innovation, Sari Kontra, who's a Finnish and who is basically the innovator for this particular innovation, in his TEDx speech talks about the importance of innovation, the importance of motivation, sorry. Motivation, she says, is the backbone of learning. She says when students are sitting in their classroom and they're asked to repeat particular tasks, their brain after some time starts functioning slowly. And if someone tells the kids to do something, their brain doesn't actually conceive it. She says maximum learning occurs when there's joy of learning involved, which is the result of learning plus flow. Flow means when you're learning very well and you're involved in the active learning experience. So what are the steps for the implementation of this particular innovation? First, keep it simple. You can introduce an hour of exercise and divide it into shorter exercises. For example, introducing 6 to 10 minute sessions, jumping jacks in the middle of the lesson, or sprint up the stairs. Second, get inspired. Think about your own interests and use them in your own teaching. Are you a painter, an artist? You're good at music, you're good at ICT, you're good at visual arts. You can always integrate your interests in your lesson. Third, be creative. You can organize cross-curricular themes or trips with colleagues. For example, you can combine home economics and biology, and you can ask students to measure nutritional values of food, study harvesting from a local angle, etc. Fourth, you can make use of students' interest. You can always conduct a survey in class and ask about students' interests and use them while planning your lesson. Students have a wealth of expertise that can be put to use practice-based learning methods. For example, instead of raising a hand in the class, kids, a ball can be used, and children can catch and throw the ball while asking a question. Observe your own everyday life. Think about your own choices and how you could encourage and inspire your students and colleagues with your examples. Do you drive to school? Do you take a bicycle to school? Do you take the staircase instead of the elevator? Is physical activity part of your daily commute or no? Explore the school environment with new eyes. You can use the staircases, you can use the libraries, you can use the computer labs. The windowsills, the benches are excellent workspaces for running dictation, for example. Also, large lobbies and exercise equipments in the yard can be used for lesson purposes. 7. Take your group outside. You can always organize a lesson outside the class, provide the weather permits. You can take advantage of the schoolyards or the lobbies. Being outside is often enough to activate the students. And when they're studying outside, students can always use their tablets, their phones, just as they use their pens, papers, and pencils. They can read a storybook outside. They can take their tablets and record a document. 8. have all the stones in planning. Most important, you can discuss together with stones what kind of physical elements they would like to include in their soul day, and they would come up with hundreds of ideas and suggestions that you could incorporate later in their lesson. Last, think about yourself as a student. Ask yourself when you're planning lessons, would you enjoy your lesson the way it has been planned or no? Would you do the activity the way it has been planned or no? And how would you feel? And make changes accordingly. Remember, getting used to new routine is often difficult and it takes a lot of time. So instead of integrating or introducing many routines at the same time, start with introducing one routine one step at a time. Now, what is the impact of this innovation and why I think this innovation is very important? I tried it with my kids at FANA, which is a school for street children. Before the usual lesson, instead of asking them to read the instructions, I tried to incorporate some exercise and activity into the lesson. Kids were energized, they were motivated and thoroughly engaged in the lesson. Also, I used a ball for question answers. The class monitor was asked to throw the ball to the student who wanted to ask the question. After the query was resolved, the ball was thrown back to the class monitor. This actually helped the kids remain focused in the classroom and resulted in less disruptions in the class. There is so much potential in this innovation. There is so much hidden creativity. Teachers can integrate with any subject. They can use any resource. They can design interactive activities, engage maximum students in the class, ensure every child in the class is involved in the lessons, and most importantly, will result in increased learning outcomes. It can lead to enhanced motivation and maximize learning. Teachers can be trained to incorporate small exercises in their daily lessons. They can share ideas with their peers and students, who can in turn generate more ideas. So give it a try, explore a little. I'm sure you and your kids would love the innovation. Bye, take care, love you all. Till my next episode of Coffee Time with Technology. Take care and Allah Hafiz.